This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 263 for Thursday, February 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's losses in early trade. Canola down 5 to over $6, the March contract down 5.20 at $823 per ton. Weakness in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures accounted for some spillover selling pressure. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar was also bearish. The March canola contract is testing its 20-day moving average on the charts, and speculative positioning was behind some of the activity. Declining production prospects for soybeans in Argentina, though, did remain a supportive influence on world oilseed markets. In the U.S., activity was mixed, although the bias is turning lower as traders there continue to digest yesterday's relatively neutral monthly supply-demand estimates from the USDA. Soybeans had traded both sides of unchanged, with losses in soy oil countered by gains in soy meal. However, the bias is turning lower in most months now. March soybeans down 2 cents. Down 5 cents at $15.14 per bushel. The USDA raised its forecast for U.S. soybean ending stocks yesterday by 15 million bushels, but at 225 million, that would still be the tightest carryout in 7 years. Argentina's soybean production was pegged at only 41 million tons by the USDA, down by 4.5 million from an earlier guess. Meanwhile, Argentina's own Rosario Grain Exchange pegs production at only 34 million tons. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 460,000 tons of old crop and an additional 185,000 tons of new crop were at the lower end of expectations. Corn, seeing some modest adjustments after yesterday's report that included an upward revision to U.S. ending stocks and a smaller crop out of Argentina. March corn down 2 cents at $6.76 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid at 1.1 million tons of old crop business. Wheat, it is mostly lower after trading mixed overnight. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $9.20 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in March at $8.85 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 3 cents in the March contract at $7.61 per bushel. Forecasts for beneficial moisture in the dry southern U.S. plains accounted for some of the selling pressure. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were disappointing as well, at around 130,000 tons of old crop and only 19,500 tons for new crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.